Kuch Mem Vavu Mubez, the Mishnah Noisin Tavshal, the Sechabor, Bishwoshe He Shomer. You can take a hot Tavshal, put it into the side of a pit without Rashi, without water, Rashi says. That it should preserve it. The more it asks, going to ask what the Chiddush is. It's a Mayim Yafim Beroyim. You can take a container of sweet water, good water, into, you could put it into, immerse it into groundwater, which is not, but is not usable, but it's cold. Be sure to see it's, I don't know, that it'll cool off, the, cool it off. You can take cold water, put it out in the sun, that it should warm up. Person was walking, and as he was walking, he came wet. The love is mahalaf behen. He's allowed to walk, continue to walk wearing them. He's not. He doesn't have to be concerned. But he gear lechotzer hachitzeno. He comes to the first safe place. So shoytun b'chama, he should lay them out in the sun to dry. I'm not in a place where people can see, because people will think that he washed them. Let's see Rashi. Mesech aborshen b'mayim, putting into this pit without any water. Sheish shomer shel yasriach macham zochem. He wants it to prevent it from. He wants to preserve it. It's a mayim yafim b'royim. Kli molei mayim yafim. You have a container holding good water. It's like mikvah, mayim royim, a place of a gathered mayim, which is royim, which are not, they're not usable. He puts, wants to put inside the lishtamer sheyitzaynenu v'lo yechamu. He wants to maintain them as cold, they shouldn't get hot.
But, I mean, you're talking about putting a container full of water and submerging that some of the body of water.
Correct. Misha Noshu, they came soaking. Shenofel Lamayim B'Shabbos, they fell into water. So you can continue wearing them. He fell into water. I mean, they fell in. He gets the Chatzar Chitzerno. Hasmucha L'mavoy here, the first Chatzar near when you come into the city. So immediately after he enters into the city. B'Secha Yir, once he's in the city already, Shehush Mokam Mishtam, where that's a safe place. He puts them out to dry. Shet mechama liyavshin to dry them. Avolik negadom sheyechashduhu sheyechashduhu shekipsa, because the people could mistakenly think that he washed them. So the Gemara, the first case was you put this tamshel into the boar to maintain it. It says pshita. What's involved over there? More answers. Using the bottom of this mud or dirt pit, you might put your pot down. You might want to go and flatten it out, make it usable to be able to put the pot there. That it shouldn't tilt, fall over, etc. So we don't make that zero. Shita Rashi, Shanoistim Tavshal Sechabar. Why shouldn't you be able to put this pot into the pit? Gumois Shabakarka, he'll flatten out the Gumois Habor, which are on the bottom of this pit. She was shoven, they should be flat, Lahishab Kader, to put the pot there. So we might think a person might forget and do that. That's what Mishnah is saying, no, and that's not a concern. What in the world are you doing? What's wrong with putting a container of good water into a mikveh of non-potable water to cool it off? Moshe says, you're right. There's no chiddush in that. Sefer itzuchilei. Think your chiddush is the sefer. Vesatzeinu bechama. You could take cold water, put it in the sun to warm up. Versus Hanam Mipshita, what's the chiddush of that? Versus the chiddush is Manatayim Nigzer Dilma Osi Latmuni Berem. It's Kamash Malon. So this is the person is looking for ways to warm things up. Next thing you know, he's putting it into remnants. Remnants was the hot ash, which you could still, which is there, there's a concerned person which could stir it and try and you make a fire. So we're not going to, if we allow the person to use the sun to warm it, you might think that we're allowing him to do that, he's going to mistakenly go and do something else. That's not, we're not worried about that. Mishanosha Caleb. So the Mishnah said that you can, you put them out to dry, not kinegadol. The Gemara says like this, Amar of Yehuda Rav, we have a famous statement in the name of Rav, Kumak Mishosha Chachamim Mivnei Maris Ha'ayin. Someone to Chazal says a problem of Maris Ayin that people will perceive it incorrectly. A filu b'chadri chadorim is also. Even if a person is inside a room, inside of a room, nobody's there to see him, it's still also. Once Chazal put Isser on the action, because of the concern how people will perceive it, the action itself becomes prohibited. And whether somebody's present is irrelevant. For the Markasha Tanan, our Mishnah says, Shechem l'chamavo l'kenegadol. Means don't let everybody see it, because that's Maris Ayin. If you do it in a place where nobody's going to see, it's okay. What does that mean? Not according to Rav. More answers to Noyim. This issue is the Machlokes Tanoim. And Chanami, the Tana of our Mishnah, is not like what Rav said. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Shetum b'chama v'lo k'neged o'am. Tana Kama says, you, like our Mishnah says, put it there, as long as nobody sees. And Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Oistim, they say you can't do it at all, which is like Rav. Okay, new thought. Amar Rav Huna, Hamanayer Talisa b'Shabbos is Chayv Chatas. The person who takes his talis, his garment, shakes off the dust or the dirt which is on it on Shabbos, it's Chayv Chatas because this is part of the malacha of cleaning something. So the person takes his jacket and starts rubbing it off, right? He did a malacha of a malabit. The person shakes it, the more, even just shaking it off is a problem. So the more of a lot more in Ela Bechadati, Avotikya Leslan Bo, it's only a problem by new garments, but by old ones, the dust which settles in it, it just becomes part of the color of the garment. That becomes that the person really doesn't really care that it's there, so it's not considered. It's not considered that you're doing a malacha bim alamed by shaking it off because you're not really changing it as far as he's concerned. And v'loyamor and elav uchmi alba v'chivri v'sumki leslan po. And it's only a problem by dark garment, a black garment, because there the dust impacts the color of it, and in a white garment or a red garment, you don't have the same problem. And the Behuda Kapit Elayu, and it's also only a problem if it's something which a person minds. A person would not normally wear them until he shakes it off. So every day in the morning, he takes his garment, gives it a good shake, should look nice. Well, then he can't do that. A person does it on the Shabbos, you chai b'chav. Now, that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns the issue over here, we're shaking off the dust. Tosis learns, brings to the Ben Chananel, that the issue of shaking off the dew, water dew, which is on the garment. And halacha, both halachas are brought down. There's a problem of minar ovak, there's a problem of minar tal. Something I mentioned to you one time. So is that example of that, and the Ben Chanan's point is because we know that libun is when there's liquid in the garment, and the water in the garment will pull out any dirt which is in the fibers. If it's only on the surface and it has not been absorbed at all, that's not a problem. It's not dirt. So if a person has snow on his hat, it's not a problem. A hat is a perfect example of something which is black. It's a person's makbet on it. And so you have somebody my age, like, listen, the hat. So you have a younger guy, the hat bothers him. So he's makbet on it. If he's makbet on it, it's a problem. So you have snow. Snow starts melting. So the snow is also sitting on the surface, not a problem. You come inside and you immediately shake it off. You didn't do anything wrong. You wait a half a minute. It starts absorbing into the. It starts melting. You can't shake it off anymore. Except for very lightly, whatever's on the surface, but whatever's inside, you can't do it anymore. Be careful with that.
Part of it, of course, is the clothes yourself. You want it to look better. But how about like a knot, like a tablecloth has crumbs on it from Friday night? Could you shake that off? You know, to make it look good for Saturday.
As long as they're just on the. If they're not, the point that if they're just sitting on the surface, yeah. They're not. That's not a problem.
Embedded. They're just crumbs.
Correct.
So you could.
Yeah.
So is there a problem of zara by shaking out the tablecloth?
Sounds vaguely familiar. Somebody discusses it, but I'm not sure if we pass on like that. That's a problem. I think somebody raises that as a potential problem, and there's a chumrah which he has, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. Ula ikla the Pumpadisa. The verse says Ula arrived in the city of Pumpadisa. Chazar b'adam the kamenafsi glimayu. So he saw that the tamidim of the yeshiva were shaking out their garments. Amar kamachalalin rabbanon Shabbat. They're doing chil Shabbos. Amar lahu Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda told the Talmidim, "Nefutzalei ba'ape. Keep doing it, even though he sees it. It's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Anala katina mida. We don't mind how our garments look." If I have a kokemei, the Rav Yosef. I was in front of Rav Yosef. Amar li havli kumsoi. Give me my hat. Because of the ika tala alayt, he saw there was tal on it. Havakamachasem lemisvile. So if I was uncomfortable giving it to him, he wasn't sure what's supposed to do. You can't give the Rosh Hashiva the hat to wear when it doesn't look presentable. On the other hand, you can't shake it out. So he didn't know what to do. Amalei nefoitz shodi. You can shake it off and throw the water off. And on the Kaptina Media, I'm not makbid. Okay. Rashi, top Rashi, I'm an artalisa, I'm an offer from the over here, it should be from the, like the offer, from the dirt. Chayv chatas, dizel libuna, that's called libun. El of Uchmi, it's only promise, Obek Makalkal, my risa of a cup of the lamp. It's dark, black garment, so the dust affects its color. With the cup of layu, lavsham achinarim is only, it's only a problem if the person will not wear it without cleaning it. So that means it's significant to him. So then it's considered a lib. Kamachal shabata, l'glibin uchmahava. They were wearing black garments. L'kabdinan lo ichmas lon im yesha leh avok. We don't mind if there's dust in it. Tuch alav liban. It's not liban. Kamsoy is kavoy my hat. Have a kamachasim loshen loisachsim. He was trying to refrain. So he said, "Lamesa to give it to him. He's uncomfortable giving it to him. Should tzarach lenar hatamila. He has to shake up the towel." And he didn't, but we felt that he couldn't. So he didn't know what to do. Okay. Omer of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, back on the Gemara. New halacha. The Yitzchak betalos mekupelos manachos lo aksefei b'shabes iskai v'chatos. Person takes the talos. And rolls up all of the towels and puts it on his shoulders, which at least one before I learned is like, you know, you picture the conservative towel is wearing. You basically have a towel draped around the neck. It's not really put on worn on the body. Person would go like that on Shabbos. It's chayv chatos. That's called caring. It's not called wearing a towel. It's called caring. Right. It's a good way to carry it.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine it. It's a hot day, and then maybe you don't want it on your whole body. But But if you had one of those, I don't know, like those, you were talking about like the conservatives, like this, the more like the silk.
It's just a scarf.
If it's just a scarf,
so that's a lot of wear. I mean, scarves have limitations also, but okay. We'll see further down the page, but what's with scarves? Okay. Tanya Mihochi, the more since we have a Bryce which supports this, it says, Serchrek Sus, people who sell the garments, Hayotim Bethalisus, Mikopolus, and Menochos, like Seifim Beshavas. And they go out wearing these talises, which are lying on their shoulders, folded over, is Chayav Chatas. The Chayav Chatas. Veloy Serchrek Ksus Bovad, it's not only by people who sell garments, Amru, Hela Kolodim, anybody who does it is Mikhay. It was common for them to wear it as such. You could probably could get a few talasim on like that. Okay. The Brisa continues and says, Bechanvoni, a storekeeper, has his handkerchief wrapped, puts money in it, ties it on. So he's going to be chayv chatos. He's chayv chatos. Well, chemanim povad. Omer el kol adam el shal zarech shechemanim. He lost his kach. Chemanim used to do that. That was called normal for them. I'm not sure what the last step is. If you wrap it up and then you tie it on to his belt. I'm not sure where then what? Where do you put it? Vaharotnin, okay. People from the place called, Rashi says, Ratan. Yotzim Sudor and Shak Seifon. They ought to go out with their Sudor around their neck. Well, Rotnin Bovadom, Relakol, anybody can do that if they want. El Shadarko Shal. Rotten and lost his calf. They used to go out wearing a sudder like a small piece of cloth on their neck or on their shoulders.
Like a scarf.
Yeah. Amar Bihuda, Maisa Behurkanus, Benosha Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus. Eliezer ben Hurkan is his son, which is also named Hurkan after his father. Sheyotze b'sudur shalk seifa b'shabbos. He went out wearing this sudur. El shenima kruchaloi be'etzbo. He attached one like a thread which went from the end of the sudur around his finger. Moses kushabod davret lifnecha chamim amru. Filo ein nima kruchaloi be'etzbo. You do not need the nima, you do not need this thread to keep maintaining the place. In order that it shouldn't fall off, and then he'll come to carry it. You don't need this. I don't know exactly how it would do it, but its function was to keep the thing in place. You don't need to do that. Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista Mishmeder Rav Chista Aloch Av Pish Ein Nima Krucha Loi Betz Ba'isov. Even you're right. Even without this process which maintains it in place, you're allowed to go out wearing it. Say Rashi. Tells me Capellas, the last word in the third narrow line. Lachash Nosna al Roshoy, after he put it on his head, Higbia Shipulea al Ksefav. He took the bottom up onto his shoulders. Chayav Chatos, Shein to Derech Malbush. Barotnin, Hashem Malkim, that means they came from the place of Ratan. They would go with the Sudr, Nimakruchal, let's go, Shalipul Miksefav, in order they shouldn't fall off of his shoulders. Sakti Gemara. Ula iklu lebei Asi Barhini. Ula came to the house of Asi Barhini, Isi Barhini. Bominei, they asked Ula a question. Ma'olasas marzev b'shabes. Can you make a marzev b'shabes? We'll see what it is in a second. Amalu hachi amar rebi ayloi. Also, lasas marzev b'shabes. You can't make a marzev b'shabes. Versus my marzev. What is marzev? What is this thing that we're saying you can't do in Shabbos? You can't do on Shabbos. Amar Zera Kisi Bavlaisa. It was a Babylonian pocket. Now Rashi says Babylonian pocket means you would wear your talus and you don't want it to get scratched on the thorns, etc. So you want to flip up the back of the talus, thereby making this running pocket. It looks like, you know, looks like Marzev was actually a gutter. So it looks, you know, if you except it looks a little bit like a gutter. There's just, now you have the garments that are hanging all the way down. It's going to curve up, and you have now this trough running around the back of the garment. So we use the word marzev, which to approximate what it looks like. So you can't do that. It's called you're carrying the bottom part of the garment. So he said, well, if I do it this way, is that okay? No, it's awesome. He didn't say, what's the law? I'm really awesome. So he tried different forms of doing it. That's our good old, it's Rav Yirmiya. And they kept saying that it's awesome. Some of our puppets said, listen, you know, I'll give you a rule how to call a day to the chnufe is aser, call to his nose is shori. If this is the style, and this is how it looks nicer, and that's why you're doing it. So then it's mutter. If your goal is to gather in and hold the garment, i.e. the carry part of the garment that shouldn't be hanging down, that's us. He wore it in a nice way to make it look nice by folding it up, etc. Rabbeinu Kaddish went out to the field. He had the ends of his talus. He put them, brought them back up onto his shoulders. Amr Lafon of Yeshua ben Zirus. So Yeshua ben Zirus, ben Chum of Sheremeir, who was the son of the father-in-law of Remeir. Means he was the brother-in-law of Remeir. So he said to Rabbi, Bezuloi Lechai Remeir Chatas. Doesn't Remeir say in that case that's considered Yechai Chatas? You're carrying the talus. So Rebbe said back, Amalei, Diktik Remeir, I didn't realize that Remeir was a problem even in such a situation. I understood if you take the whole thing, you wrap it up around your neck, you're not wearing it, it's not called wearing. Which it's a significant halacha. Halacha Zatifa, when you put on your talus. Some people, what they do, like Rashi, the members do what Rashi says. You make the bracha. The satay besitzes is when you wear a garment. There's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. But if it's not called wearing, you're not chayv in tzitzis. Rashi says, what was the case? You put it on the head, and you put the whole thing around your neck. You make it, and you're not. That's the bracha. That's not called wearing. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, that you have to be mimakvah when you do it. So you keep the garment on your back. And then you do a tefillah that way.
For how long?
The tefillah shall last for it shall last for the time it takes to walk dalet amos. So, if you want to do the math, if we calculate that a person can walk 2,000 amos in 18 minutes, so you divide 18 minutes by 2,000, And that's, you'll tell you how many seconds you have to hold it. Look at 1 point something seconds. But now the more same, besides that, it's a Rebbe thought, he's wearing it down his back, seemingly taking the edges of it and putting it back on the shoulder, that's okay. So the Rebbe said, even that, it's called you're carrying. In other words, we saw the case of Marz, even though you're wearing the garment, the problem wasn't that, you know, okay, fine. You thought the issue was wearing it versus non-wearing. You're wearing the garment. Yes, and Marz said, also you're wearing the garment. Right? The garment, but you're lifting up the bottom to carry it, that it shouldn't get dragged on the thorns. So similarly, taking the edges of the garment, putting it back on the shoulders to hold it there, is a problem. So Shilsha Rebbe, Talisa Rebbe let down his talus, didn't want to go connect it to Meir's words. Fine. He asked the Ravan. So when Ravan arrived, he said, the story is a little bit off. Lo Yehoshua ben Zerus ha, it wasn't Yehoshua ben Zerus, El Yehoshua ben Kifusoi haya. There's a different person, Chasa Shel Rabbi Akiva, which was the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. And Omer, he told Rabbi, Bezula Chai Rabbi Akiva Chatas, wasn't Rabbi Akiva Machai Vachatas in that situation? And Omer, the Rabbi said back to him, Dictiv Rabbi Akiva at Khan, did Rabbi Akiva go take it so far? I didn't realize. Just Rabbi Talis, the Rabbi let down his top. Okay. Kiyosu Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda Omer Nishal Itmar. It wasn't the Rebbe himself. This happened to Rebbe himself. Rebbe himself was asked what to do under these circumstances. Are you allowed to carry, wear it such? And he, Rebbe, said yes. And came along Yeshua ben Tripsoy or Yeshua ben Zeres and said, what? Doesn't Rebbe hold the case as Osir? So it wasn't that Rebbe himself was doing it. Rebbe was issuing a psak halacha on it, and they questioned him and challenged him, and he accepted it. Zogt Rashi. Barhini. So he asked. Ula. They asked Ula. Okay. Marzei Mefarsha Kamei. The Mor says, what is it? Kisi Bavlaisu. Kisui Bevlais. Shemasalkan Migdamin, or they would take the garment off of, they shouldn't drag on the ground. Shan Ruchim, when they're too long. Kevin Ason, they would fold it up. Klavi Melator, to go up. Prunches. Umachzikan Ason, Ayre Chutin. Hadu Kamin Kis, Ukuma Marze. And then they would hold it in place with different Chutin. And that's like you made a Marze, or like you made a Kis. Also, Mishum Tikune Mon. It's also because Rashi says the issur is because of tikkun iman. Rashi says the problem is just like you've changed how the garment looks. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Hachimai, "Kalat chaluka bin yinechad." He held it in one way, Mashalai, and he asked, "Kigayin zeh marze b'aloi? Is this called a marze?" Says us, "B'chayzer b'kolta bin yinachar." Mashalai shows him a different way. Also. Question. So he said the rule is the klumfei shehe mesukin tomid lahamid kipulay loylam. You want to keep that shape. It's aser. It's no, so if he's sure, just for a little moment, it's mutter. So Rashi is over isn't to itzor, so with other rishonim, it's issue of tikkun. So you're wrapping it up to maintain it in a certain position, and you're going to hold it in that place, that's problematic. So he said, what's the rule?
So I understand, what they were doing about making the Babylonian pockets, wouldn't that be temporary? Because
Rashi, something like
you're
that.
Holding on.
No, was that Rashi says they would actually hold it in place. They would do something to hold it in place. They do hold them to maintain it as such. That's it. So the Mor says, if she should break the reed, he said, "Misno besadinoi, achashenisatev hayumisakten alkufay umiyashroy." After he wrapped himself up in it, he used to make it look nice, etc. Bechol Kamer, Kamer Al, but that was on the weekdays. But Kamer Alma, the Urchi Behochi, that's just doing it to make it look nice for the day. It should sit nicely. That's not, that's called wearing it. More than B'Shabbos, that's Mutter and Shabbos sauce. Shay Tzita Talisoy, Shabbi Amina, with Smaller Litzada Karka, the left and right bottoms, put back up on the shoulders. So he said, Benzira says, Bezula, Chaver Meir Chattis, but to me, so that's a question. Then said, Derech Malbish, El Derech Masi, that's carrying it. So it's not really the issue of making a marze, which means the issue isn't marze. The issue now is it's so. Dikter Meir Hakan, Rabbi said back, Meir goes that far. It's me. Read us a question. Chayv Chatas v'davar adayim aliyas mutter, because that he holds Chayv Chatas, which I think I logically think it seems to me that it should be mutter. Shanim Kupelis, it's not the case where you have the whole thing wrapped up. The back is lying it's lying on its place. El the side part was up on the shoulders, but shilshil harina lamata she kibbled the word. But Rebbe, if Ramirez said it, Ramirez said it, so he lowered it down. Initially, Imar, so the Mor says that. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda says nishal lo yira ma'aseh zeh the Rebbe. It wasn't Rebbe himself was wearing it, and he had to correct himself. Ella shalu the fun of they asked him ma'u lotzis, but may you wear it as such. Ubikesh lahat Rebbe, he was planning to be matir. At shomer the fun of mishum Rameir chayv chatas. Till they said, no, Rameir was chayv chatas. Okay, Rameir says chayv chatas. The you. What's the Shadiyu Sarva Hov Anima Kapellas? So Rebbe thought it's not the case of a talisman Kapellas. Shrey Achureo Hoyunoi from the Mat to the Minak Sefer. The back was lying down, was facing down, had been let down. El Shitsideo Hoyunoi Mok Sefer. But the sides, he put those up on the shoulders. So Sarva Sarva Derek Malbush, he held that considered Derek Malbush till he heard that Rameir was Machmarana. Either this is the case before, or this is the case now. But you walk away from the Gemara with the concept that Shaykh, that you should wear a garment. If you're not wearing a derech malbush, it's considered, you might be considered carrying that part of the garment. You know, he's saying that he takes the end of the talis, puts it up on the shoulder, and it's not derech malbush to do that. It's because he's carrying that part, even though he's wearing the talis. It was taken. Yeah, that's the Mishnah. Harayichetz b'mei ma'ora u'b'mei tereya. Person, Mizman Chazal, they were allowed to do rechitza, they were allowed to be go into the water. The person would wash himself into Meimora, the water in the cave, Meitreya, the water in Tiberia, Ministapeg, which means even though it's warm water, and he washed, he dried himself off, feel about Eser Alun Tiyos, even though he too used 10 different towels to dry himself off, means he didn't, none of the towels absorbed a significant amount of water because he did one after the other in succession, not allowing any of them to get too wet. Still, Yavim B'Yod, you cannot carry them because we're afraid you might come to squeeze them. I will asar b'nei yodim, he's talking about luntis, achas, p'nei, m'dem reglein. M'vir son b'yodim, if you have a group of 10 people, even 10 people, so they remind each other. So then we're not afraid of the principal mistake and forget and start squeezing it. So that'll tell you, even though it's tremendously, why am I dropping the word? Saturated, thank you. With water, because 10 people use the same one after the other, for their faces, hands, and feet. There's a lot of water in there, so that there, I tell you, he might come to squeeze it. No, but there's the saying, since you have the group will remind each other not to do that. Okay. Zat Mishnah Sochin, a person is allowed to anoint himself with oil. The issue which we have nowadays is because nowadays you only do it for refuah, so that goes back, we had it before, which, like Shemin Verin, which is nikkur, it's for refuah purposes, it's a problem. The mikra didn't, the Gemara, a person could put oil on. So a person's putting oil on not for refuah purposes, he's allowed to. A person's putting on oil for refuah purposes, very liquidy oil, not like I had before, a thicker oil. And a person can just rub his hands on his body. A person can't rub on it hard, like massage it. You can't use like a comb, which I would rub on the body to invigorate the muscles. Can't do either of those things. Okay. So the Mishnah in Yarden the Kurdima, person cannot go down to Kurdima on Shabbos. Moral have a few. It was a river. And either the Pshat is, one Pshat, we'll see in the moral later Pshat, and one Pshat is that the banks of that river were slippery. So going down to Kurdima was almost a guarantee that you'd end up in the river. And once you end up in the river, the Tzigzer, you might come to be sick of the clothing, etc. So you shouldn't be going down to the Chachila to prevent you from getting involved in that. Ben Oysen Apiktoizen. Apiktoizen was a person would cause himself to regurgitate. Believe me, right? So take so if a person would eat excessively and feel full, he would want to cause himself to regurgitate. You can't do that. That goes into refuah. We'll see in the more that maybe there's some case of chamut. The Mishnah says, "Vein ma'atzman es hakatan." You can't shape the child. The child is born. Sometimes the limbs aren't exactly perfectly in place. You want to put all the limbs in place. I'm sorry, not born. If it's born, that we said before, was mutter. Later on, it's a situation, you want to like make sure everything was like in place. So that's like an element of boina. Looks like you're shaping to the right shape. Ve'machzir es hashever, you can't set a broken limb on Shabbos. Mishin infrika yodah v'ragwa. Yeah, a person, the joint came out, his hand or his foot. What they apparently used to do to help it set back was they would you would whisk it in cold water. You can wash regularly, and sometimes the water itself helps it go back into place. Rashi, may mora, may mikvah, it's a mikvah which has a roof on it. Shulchan, which maintains its heat. May chama yoytzi, doesn't lose its heat, as opposed to a mikvah which should be outside, which would, so you have it's a hot spring which is maintained. V'davka chama in nokad, m'shemach iktani, rechiz diyavit. The reason why the Mishnah uses lashon, if a person was roich, as opposed to all the person allowed to be roich, is because b'tzaren you're allowed to be roich has been din of the Gemara, not b'cham. M'shemach iktani roich is lashon b'diyevet. When he stopped with kinnah, he wiped himself off. Till b'asel alun tiyos, sedinen shemekantin b'hat. He has 10 towels which he dries himself with. Masibe ben Zech, is that use one after the other? Rabusa, who? It's saying a Kiddush. The Lord of Fishimai, the Bechokhad, none of them have a lot, large amount of water. He can't bring it back to his house. Felt like an Eruv, even though there's an Eruv. He might use it, he might squeeze it out. Since there's a large group, they'll remind each other. That's also Kiddush. The Chara Aluntis, Lasara, one towel for 10 people, the fish may matter, a lot of water in there. You can take it. And they use it to dry Panei Medeim Ragleim, Urchad and Mosul Nakhad, Wood and the Cholgufa, the Mikra Din, Rechitza, would be Mutter, Cholgufa. Sakhan, Shem, Shem, he's allowed to anoint yourself with oil. Mashan, Biyal, Cholgufa, Hanoi, a person could rub his hands on his body to make it feel better. For Hanoi. Well, Mishama, the Shem, you can't rub hard, you can't massage. Miskarin, Gassina, Bimagreris, Shakarin, Ash. But you can't do it with this thing which would invigorate the skin, like this utensil which would use to invigorate the skin. The Kadima, Shema Nor, the same of a river, Gomorrah, first time it works, so what's the problem? Abitoizen is Lahaki, the comes off the vomit. Vein is Nathan Zakat, the Lashon Yudayach, Itzvuni. What does it mean? Shemisakdin, Umayashvin, Atzmoisa, Vakuyos, Shidrasa, Kamina Samet. You put everything back into the right place based on his age and the way his whole skeleton should look. Where armor time, the more says, what's the problem? Remember, Chazir says, Shebra, Etzim, Shanishba, a bone which broke. Korfu, Asur, Mishim, Shkikha, Samanim. You can't, that all goes in the Xera of Shkikha, Samanim. Nifriko. Persian nifrik yod beragloy alush shabalas shiyotze etzim perak shaloi. The joint came out. Like a tarif him loshim beitzim shuvas pekara. Like an idea of whipping up the eggs in the frying pan. Zemora says ketani mei ma'ora dumi the mei tiberia. When it gave an example of mei ma'ora mei tiberia. We assume that they're parallel cases, which means. We're talking about hot springs. Af Memora, the case we're talking about is Kham. We're talking about hot water in the mikveh. And the Mishnah says, Harechus, if you did it, diyavit in the chachil aloy, since it's warm water, but diyavit it's awesome. It's the chachil it's awesome, but diyavit doesn't ask. Mechlal. But what I should derive from this is the hishtatif kol gufay filachatila is sharper dami. The only problem is to do rechitza, but just to pour over the body to cool it off. Even lachatila, it's sharper dami. It's mutter. So that's the conclusion we should draw from the mission. The Mor says money. So who's the Tana? The mission says that Rav Shimon he the Tanya lo yishtatif adam. You can't pour water over your body, cold or hot. Dibur Meir. Rishimin is mouth. Rishimin says you can use cold or hot. And over here, it's a case of hot, and it's still mutter. Rehuda says, Omar Bechamin, Osir, Osir, Mutter. Hot is Osir, cold is mutter. That's how you pass it. Make your adin, like your Rehuda. And therefore, in the case of a person, but our minigas we've had before, we don't do it. But in the case of a mitzvah, a person who's a mitzvah, actually you can be makel. Maybe we'll...